We continue in the halachot of Shinui Makom in Seuda. Maran talks about these halachot in Kuf Ayin Chet. This is based on a case where a person ate, let's say, fruit, or he drank mashkin, that the beracha haronaz b'rin nefashot. And let's say he ate a kezayit of them. And then he walked out from the place, he walked outside, he walked across the street, he went down the block, wherever he went. And then he came back to his original place. So the deen is that such a shinui makom, according to all the poskim, for sure he has to make a new beracha harona. This is a klal gadol. There's no machlokin on this between Maran and Ramah, the gabe beracha rishona. Therefore, when he comes back, he has to make a new berech pri adama, or berech pri ha'etz, or shakon el baro, because the shinui makom definitely affects items that the beracha harona are berech nefashot. Maran actually holds you have to make a berech nefashot first, and then make a new shakon el baro, or berech pri adama, or etz. Rama argues. So on the beracha harona, we say safek berechot lakir. So we say when he comes back to his original place, or if he continues eating in a different place, while he needs to make a new beracha rishona, but he can make one beracha harona for everything. The question would be, if a person eats less than a kezayit of bread, simple case, person sitting down in a seuda, said I'm motzi lechem min ha'aretz, and he put a little piece of bread in his mouth. And then he walks out, goes down the block, comes back, whatever it is, and then he comes back. Well, we learned in a previous daily halacha that when it comes to bread, bread is different, because bread is an inyan of Birkat HaMazon. And the Birkat HaMazon keeps him linked to his original place. So we say when a person eats bread and he makes a say hadat when he walks outside, when he comes back, he doesn't have to make new berachot. But could be that's only when he eats a kezayit of bread where there's a berkat amazon. But here, since he only ate less than a kezayit, and there's no berkat amazon yet, therefore we should judge this case like a case of perot, like nefashot, where there's no berakah harona really that pulls him back. The truth of the matter is, there's a big discussion on this. Rabbi Bitan in the Yalkut Yosef in Berachot on page 80 makes a very significant observation. Hacham Ovadia, Alav Shalom, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the first edition of Halichot Olam, in Chelek Bet on page 40, he writes, there's no difference. There's no difference between kezayit of bread, no kezayit of bread. Bottom line, it's bread, and therefore when you come back, you do not have to make new berachot. However, in the later edition, they deleted that halakha. Implied the Hacham Ovadia retracted. And therefore he holds that when you eat less than a kezayit of bread, it's like nefashot, because there's no beracha harona. And that's the way the Chavra makes sense. And therefore, right, you're not connected to the original point. There's no beracha harona. Therefore you have to make new berachot. And that's the way it seems Hacham Ovadia held in his final opinion. Although, and again, in the early editions of Halichot Olam, he doesn't write that, but in the later editions, it's deleted. So it's Mashra Devis Hosein, but that's the way Rabbi Tan wants to understand it. Interestingly enough, Yalkut Yosef in Hebrew quotes the first edition of Halichot Olam, and therefore says, there's no difference between Kezayit or less than a Kezayit, he does not make Berachot. Rabbi Tan comes out on page 80 in his book, משינה מקומם באמצע אכילת פת שאכן הוא פחות מכזית. יש אומרים שדינה כמו ששינה מקומו באמצע אכילת פירות שעוזר ומברך, ואף שיש חולקים המברך יש לו על מה שיסמוך. So he doesn't say it as a, you know, הלכה מקדו ברכות, but seemingly that would be the הלכה, and that's the way we posek, and that's really the מגן אברהם שיטה as well. So therefore הלכה למעשה, if a person ate less than a kezayit of bread and made a shinui makom, when he comes back, he would have to make a new hamotzi.